In the meantime, Spud, you've got the notes out again, which means something's cooking. Let's do this, Gibbo.
One, two, three, go.
Right, Spud?
You're right. You're doing
I can't believe how much. I wish I was good at school. I've got that much paperwork here, and I've written this all out. But another alter ego here, Johnny Bravo. If I was playing in this era, oh, how much fun would that be? There are a few players I would love to whack.
Oh.
Okay, so what I've done, who are we playing this week? We've got the Roosters v. Manly.
Right.
Panthers v. Parramatta. Mm. So I've picked one player per side that Johnny Bravo would rip into, okay? So the first game, which is tomorrow night.
Yep.
Between?
Manly and the Roosters.
Thank you. Oh. It involves hair. Big hair. I've got two front rowers. Yep. I've got two second rowers. Otherwise known as slash, I like that, yeah. Slash back rowers, edge. You're a second rower. Manly. Another character with ridiculous hair and a front rower. That's Manly's Marty Tapau. To get him to react, a little trick that Johnny Bravo would do is a little headbutt in the scrum. Okay? He wouldn't see it coming because you know why? Joel, in this current era, all they do is just grab on. How's your handbag going? Yeah, my handbag's good too. So after I do that, I guarantee you there'd be a lot of action for Johnny Bravo from Tapau right onto my right shower and I'd be going, Tapau! Righto. Number two. That's not number two. Second side, Roosters. Another person with ridiculous hair, okay? Far out. This one has a man bun. Oh, my God. That being Angus Crichton. I love the way he plays, but please get rid of the bloody hair, will you? If Johnny Bravo was playing, I'd sneak onto the field, socks up high, pair of plastic scissors with a very sharp edge, and just go snip! Then it's easy for Johnny Bravo. Guess what? Time to leave bruises. Okay, we change games. We go to the Panthers v. Parramatta. The Panthers. Another original hair bear, this bloke. Billy Kickow. My God. Firstly, for anyone to have hair like that needs some attention. I mean attention. I don't mean to say well, it looks good, mate. I mean attention. I don't think he would be good at the verbal. I really don't believe that. Johnny Bravo would just drive that massive head of his into the ground every tackle. And I guarantee you this, after I do that, he'll be talking to either left or the magic right shoulder. And guess what? There's one word that's going to happen. Good night!
You know, you've got the same haircut as Billy Kickia.
Mate, it's not dyed.
Yeah.
This is my own hair and my own hair dye. Last one, Parramatta. The Parramatta. I don't dye my hair, mate.
Parramatta.
I don't dye my hair. Come and pull it out and have a look.
It's my hair.
You can pull it out.
This guy here, I call him the Smiley Whiplash. Okay? Look it up, Google. Smiley Whiplash. Tall in stance. Campbell Gillard. Mm. Hyphenated name. Gillard. I love to get into his face and see how tough this bloke is, right? To me, Johnny Bravo, I reckon I'd destroy him just with the chat. I'm saying that he would want to run right at me and talk to my right shoulder, Joel. And I guarantee you, it wouldn't be low. It'd be straight across his chops.